Welcome to episode 510 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Holiness. The very word challenges us. Sometimes we infer that it means we have to be perfect. We conclude the task is to become sinless. We try to reach that condition. When we fail, we give up in discouragement. The word holy comes from two basic biblical concepts. The root meanings in the Hebrew and Greek languages signify something, someplace, or someone who is sacred, consecrated, set apart, or dedicated to God. It also includes obedience to God's law and our standing blameless before Him. Only God is intrinsically holy. God and sin cannot coexist together. We were created in the image of God without sin. God intended us to remain separate from sin. It was His desire that we should never experience sin. Adam and Eve's sin damaged the relationship between God and humanity and stood in the way of that relationship. When we could no longer maintain a relationship with Him because of sin, He took the initiative. He provided the plan of redemption in order to solve the sin problem. In the person of Jesus Christ, the relationship is restored. In a very real sense, the words, "Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy," are an empowering command. God is saying that because we are in relationship with Him and because He is holy, we are holy. Our condition of being holy is determined not by our performance, but by His divine act. "But you were sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God," writes Paul in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. The verb is sanctify, the noun is saint, and the adjective is holy. Holiness is the result of God's act in setting us apart. There are two dimensions to holiness, being and doing. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, He sanctifies or makes us holy. We are holy because of what Christ has done by setting us apart for His divine purpose. He dwells within us, and His presence makes us holy, just as the ground at Moses' burning bush was holy because of God's presence. Holy doing is simply living out in our lives the reality of being holy in Christ. The most important point we must remember about holiness is its source. God and only God can produce a holy life. How do Americans view holiness? Surveys administered by the Barna Research Group in 2006 found that overall, 3 out of every 4 adults believe that it is possible for someone to become holy regardless of their past. Only half of the adult population, however, says that they know someone they consider to be holy, and that's more than twice as many who consider themselves to be holy. The adults most likely to say they know someone they consider to be holy are those who describe holiness primarily as possessing a positive attitude toward God and life. Adults who think of holiness as a spiritual condition are among the least likely to identify anyone they know as holy.
Holiness, holiness, it's what I long for. Holiness, it's what I need. Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me, for me. And I wanna say, holiness, holiness, it's what I long for. That's what I long for. Holiness, it's what I need. Ooh, yeah. Holiness, yeah. Holiness, it's what you want for me. Oh yeah.
When pressed to describe what it means to be holy, adults gave a wide range of answers. The most common reply was, "I don't know," offered by 1 out of every 5 adults. Other responses fell into categories such as being Christ-like, 19%, making faith your top priority in life, 18%, living a pure or sinless lifestyle, 12%, and having a good attitude about people and life, 10%. Other response categories included focusing completely on God, 9%, being guided by the Holy Spirit, 9%, being born again, 8%, reflecting the character of God, 7%, exhibiting a moral lifestyle, 5%, and accepting and practicing biblical truth, 5%. Holiness is a matter embraced by the Christian church, but it is not one that many Americans adopt as a focal point of their faith development. This is partially because barely one-third of Americans, 35%, contend that God expects you to become holy. God wants us to make choices to walk with Him in the daily activities of our lives. He wants us to obey because we choose to yield to the one who has loved us with an everlasting love. Remember, He has promised to give us a new heart and to place His Spirit within us. He will produce a life of obedience when we choose to walk with Him. Here are some practical steps to help us. 1. Focus on Jesus first. Each day take a few minutes to focus on His life and ministry when He was on earth, and now that He ministers for us as our High Priest in heaven. By focusing our minds on Christ at the beginning of each day, we place the entire day in the context of His presence. Everything else we do can be done in the conscious awareness of His promises to be with us and to provide all our needs. 2. Claim the reality of your salvation and eternal life in Christ. This is the beginning point of the Christian life. Only in the assurance of our salvation can we face the challenges of each day. Knowing that we are right with God helps us be consciously dependent upon Him for every breath and act throughout the day. It is up to us to choose to believe that this is our new reality in Christ. 3. Confess sin. We may not be able to avoid temptation, but we can recognize it for what it is, sin. The earlier we recognize something as sin and choose to deal with it biblically, the easier it is to resolve. Whether at the level of temptation or after a fall, the process is still the same. We recognize or name it as sin. We confess it to God as sin. We accept God's forgiveness. Then we move forward with a choice to live the new life in Christ. 4. Surrender control of your life to God as Master and Lord. Either Jesus is Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. The secret of the daily Christian life is found in the constant surrender to God's will, power, and presence. It is good to take a mental step of placing our lives in God's hands for His will to be done. 5. Walk in intimate union with Christ. He dwells within each one of us. Live in the reality of this divine union. It is hard to imagine, but the biblical reality is that God is not only with us, but that through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Christ dwells within us. Again, we can make a conscious choice to believe or accept this as our reality. We can accept our partnership with the indwelling Christ. Everything we do becomes cooperation with the Holy God, the human united with the divine in living out the daily life. Is holiness what we truly long for? If it is, we will follow these practical steps. We will submit ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, help us to be holy as You are holy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.